you know, before the break, I had occasion to use the word odious, not once, but twice, and the use of that word reminded me of someone else who is quite odious. I'm hesitant to even mention him, but I must. I refer, of course, to that he, she of the radio and the internet, none other than Eric Queen Esther Hufschmidt. You know, I tell you something, folks, in light of all of my experiences with and related to Eric Hufschmidt over the past year or so since I've begun broadcasting on this network, I've had occasion to reassess my thinking about a lot of things, and I said at the very beginning when Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt split up that I noticed an immediate change of tone, change of pace, change of tenor, change of emphasis in the work of Daryl Bradford Smith. It seemed to me, I said at the time, that almost that as though a burden had been lifted from Daryl. And although Daryl, I don't know that he's continued to say anything bad about me as he did for a long time, and I'm sure his website still continues to maintain smears of me written by the equally odious Christopher Berlin, who matches his girlfriend, Eric Hufschmidt, in odiousness. I have to say that Daryl has charted a positive forward course, and on his website, which I will name, IamTheWitness.com, Daryl has recently published, absolutely free, some very important works that have otherwise been largely out of print. Archibald Maul Ramsey's book, The Nameless War, Jack Bernstein's book, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel, and several other items which escape my memory at the moment. But needless to say, Daryl is out there doing something, and doing something largely positive, and it is not to my surprise that Eric Hufschmidt is now engaged in a relentless campaign of terrorism against Daryl Bradford Smith. And this seems to me to be a confirmation of what I had long begun to suspect, and I think it's being proven true at this time, that all along Eric Hufschmidt was indeed the dirty deed doer in that duo, that former duo of Hufschmidt and Smith, and that in many respects Daryl was probably, I don't want to say being manipulated by Eric, but let's say Eric was riding Daryl's coattails, Daryl's radio fame and internet fame, and using the website, when he was still involved with the website, using Daryl's website as a means to carry out on his own bizarre, even psychotic fantasies bordering on sexual insanity in some cases. I've seen some private emails that Eric has sent out to a number of people which have been forwarded on to me, and it's clear the guy's got some really deep-rooted problems of a sort that aren't really fit to talk about during the family hour. But needless to say, it seems to me now that Eric has launched his campaign against Daryl, it brings things further and more clearly into focus. It's kind of funny. Eric exposed really how thoroughly corrupt he is by placing on the internet conversations that he had with Daryl on the telephone that he taped, unbeknownst to Daryl. And, you know, that's illegal in a lot of places, folks. I suspect it's probably illegal in California, where Eric Hufschmidt lives, and Eric could thus be subject to prosecution if Daryl so chose, particularly since Eric has now posted this stuff on the internet. And, you know, it's interesting. Eric thinks that because he has posted these conversations with Daryl, in which Daryl uses foul language and Daryl is angry, that somehow makes Daryl look bad. Quite the contrary, it just simply shows me that when Daryl is broadcasting, and he said some things about me that I certainly haven't liked, and I've certainly responded to, and I've certainly been critical of Daryl, but when Daryl's on the air, he doesn't use the kind of language that he uses in his private conversations with Eric. And in those private conversations with Eric, Daryl was justifiably angry that Eric had somehow, for inexplicable reasons, done some very egregious things to damage the strong relationship that had been built up between the two. And now Eric is waging this campaign of terror and smear against his former partner. So I have to say that if I have to choose between the two, I'll certainly choose Daryl Bradford Smith, no matter how much I find distasteful the things that he has said and done vis-a-vis myself and American Free Press and other people. I do believe, when all is said and done, that if you look at the big picture, as I'm trying to do objectively at this point, I think we have this psychologically disturbed individual, Eric Hufschmidt, having played a major part in stirring up a lot of the problems that developed between, for example, Christopher Berlin and American Free Press. Now, needless to say, there were a couple other characters operating on Christopher from behind the scenes as well. But needless to say, folks, you know, as I say, now that I can sit back and look at things and look at the bigger picture, I'm beginning to see that it is indeed the odious Queen Esther Hufschmidt who probably was the real villain in the whole affair. And then, of course, we could go on at some length and discuss the connections of Eric Hufschmidt, and those connections are as deep into the international Jewish financial community as you can get, right up to billionaire Gang of Four member Rupert Murdoch, who is the father-in-law of Eric Hufschmidt's sister. And don't forget, folks, it was Eric Hufschmidt who, when he unveiled that unusual relationship, said that he thought perhaps Rupert Murdoch was one of the good guys. Yeah, folks, Rupert Murdoch, one of the good guys. That's all you need to know about where Eric Hufschmidt is coming from. Rupert Murdoch, to use a term we've used here this evening, is odious. Odious on his face. Odious by his works.